Nativity and Death of the Virgin. The interior of the church must have originally been profusely decorated with frescoes. Various fragments from the 14th century, spared by the following events, survive on several ribs and in some chapels. The most significant parts are found in the right transept, in the first and sixth radial chapels of the ambulatory. The side walls of the right wing of the transept, which below today's floor still preserves the remains of the church's 6th century floor, presents important fresco passages of the Nativity and the Death of the Virgin. These once belonged to a cycle of Marian stories, mostly destroyed to build later altars and funerary monuments, that were painted around 1300 by Montano d'Arezzo, a highly esteemed painter at the Angevin court and also active in the Minutolo Chapel in the Cathedral of Naples, and even earlier, also in Rome. His work expresses reflections of Giotto's earliest activity, along with suggestion of the Roman painter Pietro Cavallini. It is noteworthy that this early approach to the Umbrian-Tuscan pictorial tradition coincides, both chronologically and in the topography of the church, with the phase of the building breaking away from French architectural instances. The first chapel of the ambulatory contains important frescoes by an Umbrian painter, the master of the stories of the Magdalene. They were executed around 1295 to 1300 and show pronounced influences of Giotto's earliest style, legible in the upper register of the nave of the upper Basilica of Assisi. They depict Jesus in the house of Simeon, the resurrection of Lazarus, and the penitent Magdalene. The sixth radial chapel belonged to the powerful Neapolitan family of the Barile, whose most famous member, Giovanni, was quite a multifaceted character. A warrior, a magistrate, friend of Petrarch, and teacher of Andrea of Anjou, the betrothed of future queen Johanna of Naples. In 1333 to 1334, Barile commissioned the elegant paintings in the chapel from a close collaborator of Giotto, who for this reason is known as Master of Giovanni Barile. In this cycle depicting stories of the Virgin, the anonymous artist left one of the most significant testimonies of the diffusion of Giotto's language in southern Italy. The clarity of space, the clean drawing, soft chromatic richness, iconographical variety, admirable effort of perspective construction, and the preciousness of drapery make this painter one of the most conscious followers of the great Florentine master.